This is Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth, where spirits meet skeptics and consciousness connects. Together, we expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Now, here's your host, AJ and April Mata.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. That number for you to connect with us is 321-473-4253. If you're a Skype user out there in the universe, you can type it in as one word, Spiritually Raw, and also connect chat live with us on spirituallyraw.com. So another full, fun-packed day today. Hey, you know what? Before we get into the day, I'm going to tell you what last night, you know, I was watching TV, and they had this guy on the air, and it's about, he wrote this book about a millionaire mindset kind of book, you know what I mean? But everybody in the book were people. It was very anti-college. All right, so, hey, what do you say we start our day?
Let's rock and roll,
all right,
guys.
Let's do it, everybody.
It's time for the Raw Factor. During this segment, the guests will have the opportunity to deliver their message, showcase their personality, and share with the audience and cast why they will be a credible and entertaining source of information. Back to you, Jay.
All right, who's up there?
Up first, we have 6 million crucifixions, how Christian anti-Semitism paved the road to the Holocaust, Gabriel Walensky. This is an overview of historical background of key events in history of anti-Semitism, spanning the time between the death of Jesus up to the end of the Holocaust and beyond. This book provides answers to the question, what could possibly have motivated ordinary Germans and their helpers throughout the Nazi-occupied Europe to hate Jews so much as to drag thousands of Jewish men, women, and children into the forest, shoot them in the head at close range, one by one, getting blood, pieces of brain, and splinters of cranial bone splattered all over each and every one of them, and continually do it all day long, day after day.
All right, well, let's hope Gabriel has that answer. Welcome to the show, Gabriel.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
So what's your faith?
This is one heck of a topic.
I don't practice any faith.
You don't practice any faith?
No faith.
Okay, so what prompted
Would
you?
Would that make you a...
Like, are you atheist? Are you a spiritualist?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, atheist, gotcha. All right, okay. So what's gotten you, what prompted you to really write this book, 6 Million Crucifixions?
The motivation actually comes from my early days in my teenage days. I had always asked myself that question that that April just posed, you know, what possibly motivated people to do something like that. And after years of study, I realized that what really motivated people to do that was the indoctrination that they received from the very beginning of their lives. And it's an indoctrination that had been passed on from parents to children for about 2,000 years prior to that. And that's what prepared the mindset of people to do what they did.
What do you mean an indoctrination? Like, explain that, please.
Well, we have to go back to the beginnings of the Christian era when the Christian movement at the end of Jesus' life began a sense of animosity towards Jews and Judaism, and this translated eventually into hatred, and this hatred was transmitted, as I said, you know, from the priest all the way down to the parish and to everyone, and from teacher to student, and from parents to teach to children, and so on. And this is what I meant by indoctrination. There was a sense of anti-Judaism and anti-Semitism that was transmitted from the very top of the church down to the peasants and everyone else in Christendom.
Why do you think that is so? Because if you think about it, the studies say, or the research says, Jesus was a Jew, right?
Right.
So why the hatred? Why the hatred for the Savior?
The hatred actually came because, at the time of Jesus' life, there was a war that was fought between the Roman Empire and the Jews of what was Israel at the time, called Judea. And this war lasted for many years, and the Roman Empire was at its height of its power, and they still had to fight it for many years. So the Jews were not in their favor. And after Jesus died, the followers he had to distance themselves from mainstream Jews and Judaism. And one way they found to do this was to find bad things to say about them. And they eventually documented this in what ended up being sacred texts, which then became the New Testament, the Gospels and so on, the letters of Paul. All this stuff was initially written as you would call it today maybe propaganda or maybe a way of teaching people certain things. But you know, then it became canonized, it became sacred. And today we have millions and millions of people who have learned the Gospels and other books of the Bible, of the New Testament, all their lives. And if you look carefully at these books, you will see that there is actually quite a bit of animosity and quite a bit of hatred toward Jews there, even in the language used.
Let me ask you this, Gabriel. So you're an atheist. However, though, do you believe yourself that this historical figure named Jesus existed?
It's not really clear. To be frank with you, it's very likely that he did, but there's no real proof to the fact that he existed, actually.
So when you take a look at this and you're tying this together, are you suggesting that, you know, possibly anti-Semitism is on the rise again?
I think so, for a very different reason, however. This has nothing to do with Christianity anymore in the old traditional sense, but rather anti-Semitism is on the rise today because of what's coming out of the Muslim world.
Do you feel like from your perspective, and now would you grow up an atheist?
No, I actually didn't grow up. I grew in a Jewish environment. But I never actually really practiced religion beyond my teenage years.
What really prompted you to really feel like, okay, I'm not buying into this, man. I'm not buying into this organized religion. What was that defining moment for you?
I think that starting to learn about science actually was what prompted me or took me in that direction. Beginning to understand the natural world and the fact that there is no need to explain the natural world by getting props like gods and other other things like this. You know, we now understand that it rains because of other reasons other than the rain god.
Okay.
And the same thing applies to everything else.
Okay, hold on, thought everybody. We'll be right back. We got to take a quick break. More with Gabriel.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Gabriel Walensky, 6 million crucifixions. Fascinating stuff, huh?
Well, I'm curious, Gabriel, what do you think about the whole Holocaust denial scenario?
Well, it's terrible, and I think it's clear. It's a clear indication of anti-Semitism again. Now, somebody that denies that. First of all, it is stupid to deny something that is so obviously documented, and you know, just to claim that somebody could come up with the mountains of evidence that exists, both photographic, testimonial, in terms of archaeological. You know, there's buildings and there's artifacts. There's an enormous amount of documentation that proves that this historical event happened. And for anybody to deny this, shows maliciousness and shows stupidity. And for anybody else to believe it,
Just goes beyond
credulity.
You think so?
I'm totally in agreement with you. How could you possibly deny something that's so blatantly obvious and has been proven
so
as fact?
He's full. Like, what's his reasoning of denying it? I mean, is he just saying
the Pope?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What is his reasoning?
Like, what is
actually,
he saying?
Gabriel?
Is he just saying it's all completely staged, or what's his logic on it?
Typically, the Holocaust deniers believe that the whole thing is staged, and maybe there were some Jews that were killed, but certainly not the numbers that are historically proven to have been killed. So, in essence, Holocaust deniers are anti-Semites, and by denying that the Jewish people were murdered in the numbers that they were, in essence, they're denying their right to exist, and they're denying their legitimacy, and it's just part of the same old trend that has existed for a very long time to go to fight Jews and Judaism, and so Holocaust denial, in essence, it's a form of denial of the right of the Jewish people to be Jewish.
What's your solution here with writing this book here? What do you think should, what do you see happening, or what should be happening here?
My hope is that my book will raise consciousness to this long history of anti-Semitism. And today, we see the anti-Semitism on the rise. We see many people who have transformed an old ancient anti-Semitism into something more politically correct, understood today as anti-Israelism or anti-Zionism. And it's a new form that people have accepted today, but it's in essence a proxy for the old form, because today it's no longer, at least in the West, it's no longer socially acceptable to be openly anti-Semite like it was 100 years ago, and therefore people have shifted their animosity towards Jews and Judaism to anti-Israelism. So what I hope to achieve with my book is to raise consciousness to the where this hatred comes from, so that people can understand, if they feel any sort of animosity towards Jews and Judaism, they can understand where this comes from, and they can perhaps relate to something that they were told by their priests or by their parents or teachers or someone, and they can think, oh, yeah, now I understand. I can see the connection.
All right, right on. That's Gabriel Walensky, everybody. 6 million crucifixions. If you want to hear more of this, we're going to give these votes out on Friday on the Raw Factor results. So, Gabriel, thanks for being on the airwaves with us, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you got to take it easy.
Take care.
All right. That was an interesting one.
That was a great topic.
Yeah, an atheist talking about crucifixions and, anti-Semitism, all that good stuff.